The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good today.
We have a special guest. We have Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development at Simplex Homes. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Dave.
Thanks for being here with us.
My pleasure.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic that we haven't covered in the past 3.5 years, send it in. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724 and check out our website and the Dunmore Corners live webcam and see what's going on at the corners up there.
Remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows. Okay, Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development at Simplex Homes. You're also Vice President at Cornerstone.
Cornerstone Building Solutions, that's our retail division of Simplex. It's a company that we started about 8 years ago now, that we sell direct to the retail public, and Simplex sells to builders. We're a business-to-business entity.
Okay, so tell me about what you do. What's your day like at Cornerstone Building Solutions, please?
Well, my role on Cornerstone is more of an overseeing role. I have a staff that works for me. We have a salesperson, and then we have construction managers that go out onto the job sites and manage our construction. And we have some employees as well as subcontractors that do work for us out in the field. So, you know, Cornerstone is probably about 7 or 8 people strong within the organization, but from a subcontractor perspective, there's probably another dozen, 15 people that come into play when we're building a home for somebody. And we are building, the Cornerstone side of our business is building from the ground up. So we're going to get contracted to excavate for the foundation. We're going to put the foundation in. And then typically we build modular construction from Simplex. So that construction is going to come in delivered on a truck, anywhere from 2 to 4, 5, 6 boxes, can be more, but typically 2 to 4, 5, 6 boxes. And that process on site, once the boxes arrive, takes probably another 60 days to wrap, 60, 90 days to wrap up, depending on the size of the house and the complexity of the house. So our staff at Cornerstone oversees our construction people, and it oversees our subcontractors to get the home completed for the actual end user.
So how long have you been with Cornerstone Building Solutions?
Well, I've been with Cornerstone from day one. So I've been with Simplex. It's going to be 24 years. Actually, 24 years. Okay. And Cornerstone, I've been there from day one.
Okay. So if someone is considering a modular construction, they should consider Cornerstone Building Solutions.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Tell me the difference between, and there's a lot of different words people use when they're talking about modular homes, and they don't realize that they mean an entirely different thing. What's a prefab home, a manufactured home, and a modular home?
All great questions. All right, prefab home is a terminology that it seems to be more in the architect world that they use that term when they're talking about modular construction. They call it prefab. A lot of times that could also mean panelized. Some people reference panelized as prefab. Now, manufactured housing is a different term. That's a term that I probably would have to guesstimate and say that goes back 10, 12 years, maybe a little bit longer. And the mobile home people came up with that term. It was a nicer way of saying mobile home, because mobile home sounds cheap. It doesn't sound like a really cool thing that I'd want to buy. But a manufactured home, now that sounds like something that's really sophisticated and has been thought through a little bit. So it's been a great marketing ploy on their end. And a lot of times modular gets confused with manufactured, but there are really a couple big differences. And I tell you what the biggest difference is a manufactured home is very similar to the car you buy. It comes with a title. And typically, just like a car, the day you buy that manufactured home, it starts to depreciate in value. A modular home is very much the same as what you would buy from a site builder. It's built, put on your foundation, and once it becomes affixed to your foundation, it becomes real property and it becomes appreciating property, not depreciating property. So the value of your home will be consistent with the value of the homes in the neighborhoods. So that's a really, really big difference between manufactured and modular. And besides the fact that our product doesn't come in on a steel frame that stays with the product, ours comes in on a temporary shipping frame. That frame's removed. We set the home on your foundation and then we affix it together, and it's pretty much similar to any type of site-built home you would see.
Can one customize?
Absolutely. There's this preconceived notion from a lot of folks that they go onto the websites and they look at floor plans and they think that's the plan. I can't make any changes. We're a custom manufacturer at Simplex and we're a custom home builder at Cornerstone Building Solutions. So really, we're pretty wide open. Certainly, you know, we're building in three-dimensional boxes. So we're going to try to guide you to put things in perspective with boxing it. But at the end of the day, there's really minimal limitations to what we can do.
My dad lives down on the beach in Rockaway, and Hurricane Sandy wiped out so many homes down there. So I was down there 1 week, and then I come back 3 weeks later, and where there was no house, now there's all of these different houses, and that's exactly what they did. And I couldn't tell from the outside the difference between a stick-built home and a home that they brought, a prefab home.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up, Pat. There's a tremendous amount of building going on since Sandy, and we've been really busy in multiple parts of Jersey and New York along the beach shore areas replacing housing that was wiped out. So that's been a real boost to our business over the last few years. It took a while to get started in Jersey. New York got going a little bit quicker, but business has been good from the shore. Devastation, unfortunately, but and it does go quick. It is interesting to see, because generally a home installation takes a day, maybe a second day to finish up some roof parts and some shingling, but generally about a day.
Yeah, but it's such a blessing for a lot of these people, because the stick builders down there would take an 18 months from the time that they get building till the time you moved in, and these people could be in so much quicker.
That's a very good fact.
So you also do commercial construction?
We do. At Cornerstone and Simplex, we do commercial construction related to wood construction. We typically do not get involved with any kind of steel construction. That's just outside of our normal manufacturing realm. So if somebody wants us to build a commercial building, and it's, you know, we're in the process of doing a bank right now at Simplex. It's a small bank building going into Central Pennsylvania. We'll do banks. We've done a bunch of banks, offices, daycares,
dorms.
Actually, dormitories. I was going to say that as well. Thank you, Jackie. That we've done over the last 2 years. We've done four different dormitory projects. One at Mansfield University, one at Penn State University, and two up in New York State. One at SUNY Cobleskill and one at SUNY Broome. So we've had our hands full with a lot of student housing, and it's been a great opportunity for our company.
When you say that people can customize, I know a lot of people think that a modular, you drive up to a modular and you can tell sometimes it has that shoebox look to it. But when I go on your website and all the different designs that you have, I, as a realtor, I've been doing it 22 years, I'm amazed at the personality of the different types of construction that one can choose from.
Well, great points. And again, in the 70s, the product really did look a lot like a mobile home. So that's where the connotation of mobile and modular kind of blended together a lot. And we kind of got mixed into that realm because we were born from that industry of shipping it to a job site in rectangular fashion on wheels. So that process in the 70s and 80s was not very attractive from the exterior. The 90s, the product started to take a transformation on the exterior, and different roof pitches, different roof lines, and different jogs in the boxes became more prevalent, and the look of the product had no similarity to mobile or basic construction, like you would think, rectangular shoebox style, like you said earlier. That went away in the 90s. And today, I would challenge you to walk into a lot of neighborhoods where our product is and tell which one is the modular.
But not a lot of companies offer the designs you do. I think you're a little bit more sophisticated. If one went to your website, but which is, by the way, what's your website?
It's www.simplexhomes.com.
Okay, and there's a lot of fabulous pictures and floor plans and choices that one can make.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Yes, we do feel we are more of a custom manufacturer. Everybody picks their path. Some manufacturers are more custom-oriented. Some are more volume-oriented. So when you tend to be more volume-oriented, you tend to have some restrictions to keep your production flow. Our company changed our business position several years back and recognized that for us to be successful, we placed ourselves in the arena of being more of a custom builder and less of a production builder. Although we do have a production process and building boxes is a part of that process, we do focus more on the custom side today than we do on the production side.
And how do they get in touch with you, too, by phone?
Well, our website, naturally, we just gave you, and our phone number is 570-346-5113. Or 800-233-4233 is the phone number.
Okay, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful brick ranch, a four-bedroom, four-bath home on 12.5 acres at 43 Center Street in Covington Township for $339,000. You will stop looking when you see this great home. It's got an in-ground pool, a detached garage, beautiful fruit trees. Inside, you will find cherry cabinets and a main floor family room with a wood-burning stove. The master bedroom suite has a jetted tub, and the lower level family room has a wet bar and a wood-burning stove. So if you're looking for a four-bedroom ranch on 12 acres with an in-ground pool, give us a call about 43 Center Street in Covington Township for $339,000.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last 30 days, year to date. The median list price is $139.9, dead even where it was last year at this time. Median sales price is a little lower than it was last year. It's at $121.9. The sales price that has seen the most significant difference year to date, $50,000 to $60,000 has seen a 30% increase. The $60,000 to $70,000 has seen a 21% increase. The $200,000 to $250,000 has seen a 14% increase. And the $300,000 to $400,000 has seen a 12% increase year to date. This is all for single family homes with the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We will be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. We have a terrific guest. We have Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development. That's with Simplex Homes, and also Vice President at Cornerstone Building Solutions.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. In the first half of the show, we went over that all modulars do not look alike, contrary to popular belief. One can customize and make it look anything that they want it to. Well, they have a lot of options, correct?
They really do. And I think that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions about modular, that people really think there's a lot more restriction to the building process that there really is not. And then, you know, from the other perspective, if you want brick on it, you want stone on it, just because our rendering on our website or in our catalogs doesn't show it, it doesn't mean that we don't have the ability to customize and put something on there. We do. We certainly could make it look any way you would like to make it look. So
there's different styles.
There's absolutely different
traditional
styles. Modern.
Modern.
Modern's really, you know, an interesting part of our business. You think about modern construction, it's very boxy looking. So in our world, it kind of lends itself to very rectangular, flat, square-looking product. We build a lot of it. In fact, we have a modern product on display right now, which we've never done before. We put it on last year. We took it to the Philadelphia Home Show, the Green Building Show at the Philadelphia Convention Center in November. And when we got done with it, we brought it back and put it back on display here at our factory off of Kaiser Avenue on Simplex Drive. So we welcome people to come down and take a look at it. It's very unique. It's green oriented. So some of the products in there are somewhat expensive and somewhat unique, but they're very interesting to take a look at. The design is only a small building. It's 830 square feet or 820 square feet. But it's very cool and it's very neat and it's very today looking.
You guys have open houses once in a while for people to come in?
That's a great question, Pat. At Simplex, we have open houses once a month. It's the first Saturday of the month. It does vary once in a while around holidays. You'll have to check our website if we make an adjustment, if it's depending on where the first Saturday falls around Christmas and 4th of July and things like that. But typically, first Saturday of the month, except in April, we do Sundays in April. On Saturday, our open houses are 10 to 1 o'clock, and the open house on Sunday in April is from 12 to 2 o'clock.
How about if they want to come down any day of the week? Are the homes open, or do they have to do it by appointment?
No, you can get into our homes during the week. Our Cornerstone office, there's generally someone in there most times, I'd say almost all the times, unless they're out in the models. But you can go into the Cornerstone office. They'll be happy to give you the keys to go into the models. The models are locked naturally during the day, but you can get access to them. The great thing about the open house on the weekend is we do a factory tour. And I would invite people to come down and see the factory because it is really interesting. It's very different to see houses being built in sections and pieces. And you can see everything that day. You can see something starting in the floor department, and you could see it ending with cabinets installed, carpeting, windows, the trim, tile. There's a lot of different things, hardwood, that gets installed in the factory while it's coming down the production line. So it's really cool to kind of see the process from the bottom up.
I like the idea that they're building it inside. You know, my plywood that's underneath my floor isn't getting rained on, and my studs in the wall aren't getting...
While your contractor doesn't show up for 6 weeks.
Yes, I know. And then everything's warped, and, you know, you have to live with that. That's nice to be in a controlled environment.
It is a great benefit of our industry and our building system that you are in a controlled environment. The materials are kept out of the elements, and, you know, we do our best to buy some of the finest quality materials. Because we buy in bulk, we are able to get some better buys on material, but we're also able to get better access on material. And we do test our lumber. I will tell you that it's part of our quality control process that we're checking for the percentage of moisture in the product. And if it doesn't meet the required percentages, we're not going to use it. We're going to send it back. And we do have enough buying power that we can return lumber if we don't like it.
I took the tour and I was fascinated. I loved the different phases. I like to see it from start to finish. I was really impressed. You're going to have to do one of those tours.
I'm going to get down there and do it.
Okay.
Great. We'd love to have you through.
So the workers don't find that's distracting? People traipsing through the...
No, I would think the workers probably, it probably breaks up their day a little bit to see somebody new coming through, and it's probably more interesting to them than annoying. And naturally, I'm not going to walk you into the middle of a framing situation where there's a gun flying around you or something, but I mean, naturally, it we keep you safe, and we have the opportunity to keep you on the side looking at everything, and you can see a lot. I'll get you through the production process. You'll see a lot. It's very interesting.
Well, there was a point you made in the first half of the show that modular homes are permanent structures, so they're real property. So they appraise the same as the on-site type of properties that are built, stick-built properties.
That's correct. There's no penalty for buying a modular home. I think the misconception comes into play when people, again, mix us up with manufactured housing or mobile homes. And again, as I said earlier on the show, mobile homes depreciate, modular homes appreciate and hold their value consistent with the real estate marketplace that you're in.
If someone didn't want a full basement, could you put a modular on a crawl space?
Absolutely. One of the restrictions of what we do is slab on grade. We don't do slab on grade construction typically, but crawl space and basement construction, which is pretty much the norm in northeastern Pennsylvania, more basement construction than crawl space construction. We do get areas where crawl space is more recognized, and that tends to be more down in the south with the higher water table. But up here, typically, everything is on a basement.
Modular homes are faster to build. That was another point that you made at the first half of the show. They're faster to build than the 100% on-site built home. Talk to me about, from the time I sit in your office, decide what I want, to the time that I can expect my house finished. What time frame are we talking about?
We're talking about from the Cornerstone perspective, mm-hmm. as a homeowner, yes. coming in to see us. Well, I will tell you that the interesting part of the whole process and how much it's changed over the years. I can remember, you know, starting in this business in the 80s and 90s, and people would come in from the simplex side to talk about ordering a house. You'd meet them, you'd take them through on a plant tour, and you'd be delivering product to them in 6 to 8 weeks. Today, try to get through the bank in 6 to 8 weeks.
No, you can't do it.
It's not quite that easy anymore.
That's not happening.
So, a lot of red tape.
No.
So the funny thing is, because I have a lot of banker friends, and I always remind them that I think I could take them on in a race and beat them from the time frame that we break ground to closing with a customer, as opposed to the time frame they first meet the customer and close with them. Depending on their level of credit, it can be an extensively difficult process. And I know people certainly that have a 20% deposit and have better credit are certainly going to get through the process quicker than somebody that does not. But just to go back to your original question, the process typically, and I say typically because everybody's financial condition and ability to make decisions can slow the building process down. In some areas, the permitting process can also slow us down, but that's probably not the bigger part of the issue in most cases. It's probably the financing that'll slow you down. But typically, when somebody comes in, we first walk them through the models. We talk about pricing up the product. We come up with a list of specifications, and we can generally get them a price in a few days based on their needs and what they're looking for. And then generally what happens is we enter into a contract, And once we enter into a contract, we get a deposit to do the engineering. And that's where the process starts to, you know, take a little bit of time. The drawing process used to be a very streamlined process, but now it's a little bit more highly reviewed. And being a regulated industry that we are, that drawing process could take 4, 6, and sometimes even 8 weeks to go through before we get an approved set of plans that you can go to the bank and go and get a building permit. I go back to the 80s and 90s. You didn't go to the bank with a set of plans. You didn't need a set of plans to go to the bank. That's not true today. They want an approved set of plans with a stamp on them before they're going to consider closing on your loan. So those are things you need now that you didn't need. So they add a little bit of time. So I would tell you that you probably have a 2 to 3 month process from when you first meet us to where we can first start to consider building your product out in the factory. The factory, it's about a 2.5 week building cycle from when we start framing you in the floor department to when you come offline. Once you come offline and we deliver you to the job site, we like to say that we can have you wrapped up in 90 days or less from when we break ground on site with the foundation and set the boxes on there.
So we're talking 6 months.
No, we're talking probably 6 months, yes, from the whole process. First meeting, right. Yes, I would agree with that. From the construction on site, when we break ground with your foundation and we're building, we're simultaneously building your foundation and building the house, I guess that's probably a 3 to 4 month process, depending on the complexity of the product. And that's where we can really pick up speed for you that you don't gain on a site-built construction.
Well, there's a lot to do. You know, like you said, so there's a lot of requirements that have to be met. So
there is.
Yeah, lots to do there. But 6 months is better than 2 years.
You got that right.
All right. Okay. What's your contact information, please, Dave?
Contact information is www.cornerstonebuildingsolutions.com. And at Simplex, our contact information is www.simplexhomes.com.
And a phone number.
Our number is 570-983-0340.
We had a wonderful discussion with you today, Dave, about modular homes, and I would like to ask you back next week. Would you come back?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Pat, would you like to take us out with two listings, please?
Yes, I have two listings of Jason Thomas. The first one is a 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath home at 2015 Price Street in Scranton for $95,000. This home has just been painted and it has new carpeting. It has a covered front and rear porch. It has pocket doors, a stained glass window, and a large walk-up attic that can be finished for additional living space. That's a 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath home located at 2015 Price Street in Scranton for $95,000. And the second home that Jason has listed, it's a beautifully remodeled 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. This is located at 2806 South Webster Avenue in Scranton for $124,995. This home is just like new. It has hardwood floors, a brand new kitchen, nice tile floors, and stainless steel appliances. The lower level family room has just been painted and it has new carpeting and a gas fireplace along with a 3/4 bath. Everything is fresh and clean, and it is move-in ready. It also has a new heating system and central air conditioning. It has a brand new deck in the rear and a nice fenced-in yard. So if you're looking for an almost new home, give us a call about 2806 South Webster Avenue in Scranton, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with central air conditioning for $124,995.
Thank you, Pat. We're out of time. During the week, remember to call us at 570-344-6724 or visit jready.com for any of your real estate needs. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Happy, healthy, safe New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.